Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hi there. This is Dick Huddleston with the latest report on the Abernathy-Edwards romance. If you recollect, the widow Abernathy won Lum as a prize on their Pine Ridge Princess program. And ever since then, everything old Lum's tried to get himself out of the marriage just gets him in deeper. He's over at the Jot 'em Down store now, still trying to figure a way out.
Well, now, look, Abner, you and Grandpap was the grand council judges on that program when the widow Abernathy was chose princess. And it was your votes that elected her.
That's right.
Now, I want you to think back and see if you didn't make a mistake. Didn't you fellers actually mean to vote for Miss Barton?
No, I distinct recollect voting for the widow, Lum.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, now, look, fellers, can't you do a little recollecting in my favor? If you admit you made a mistake, well, then that throws the widow out as princess for that day, and then I won't have to go through with this dead blame wedding. Well, Lum, that sounds like you don't want to marry the widow.
I don't.
Grannies, I was practical out of it once. She was willing to call the whole thing off, and Cedric talked her back into it.
Well, Lum, if you'd have listened to Cedric in the first place, he tried to tell you the widow wanted to call it off, but you was so dad blamed busy fixing things your own way that you never paid no attention.
Yeah, I know. Cedric never meant to do it on purpose. He thought he was doing me a favor, but...
Maybe I could call the widow and just explain the whole thing to her.
Oh, for the land's sakes, no. You just get me in deeper.
You can't get much deeper than rock bottom. That's where you are now. You're right on the bottom of it, boy.
No, all I want you fellas to do is just recollect that you actually meant to vote for Ms. Barton that day.
Well, let's see. That was on last Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was last Tuesday. Yeah, that's what it was, Tuesday.
Well, quit talking and think, Abner. Think how you meant to vote.
I am. I'm thinking hard.
Tuesday. I could swear I voted for the widow Abernathy that day.
Well, let's see now. Who'd you say the other woman's name was, Lum?
Miss Barton.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Miss Barton. Yeah, I recollect it now, Lum. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know who I voted for.
Well, good.
The widow Abernathy, that's who it was.
Oh, for the land's sake. All right, just let it go.
That's who it was, the widow, recollect.
Yeah, I don't believe Miss Barton ever got to the finals, Lum. I had a mind to vote for her, but I never.
Oh, the widow won it all right.
I said just let it go, Abner.
Well, I better get on down and see if there's any telegrams to deliver. I had two yesterday.
Two? Well, business is picking up, ain't it, Grandpap?
Yeah, they was both for the widow Abernathy.
Well.
Wishing her happiness in her coming marriage.
Good for her.
She gave me a dime both times. She's a heavy tipper.
Well, just happy, I guess.
Abner, quit being so dad blame happy yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry for long. Yeah, so long, Grandpap, old messenger buddy boy.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Abner. So long.
So long. Always look at him fly. Or
well,
try
now,
to.
What am I going to do? There's just got to be some way I can keep from marrying that widow.
Why don't you plead to insanity?
Oh, nobody'd ever believe that about me.
They will when you show up at the courthouse to marry that woman. They'll know you lost some of your marbles.
Yeah, but it'll be too late then. She'll lie to me so fast I won't know what happened.
Tell her you're already married and got 16 children.
Oh, she knows better than that.
Well, I don't know what to say then. I'll give you all these good subjects, and you just sit there and turn them down.
Wonder if it'd do any good to get Mose to cancel the program. Wonder if that'd make this whole thing null and avoided.
Well, I don't see what good that'd do, Lum. It weren't null and avoided when she chose you.
Yeah, I'm going to look over that contract we signed with Mose and see if there ain't some loophole in it I can sort of crawl through.
Well, I believe you're stuck, Lum. Best thing for you to do is find some hole up in Old Piney Mountain and crawl through that or crawl in it.
Where'd I put that contract?
I don't know.
Sure, I filed it under Mose's moves.
You done what?
Oh, here it is, under contracts. I wonder how it got in there.
No telling.
Here we are. The aforesaid mentioned undersigned do hereby agree to the following terms and et ceteras.
What's them there ceteras we agreed to?
For the stated sum of $19 per program to be paid by said sponsor, Mose Moose, the undersigned station agrees to get up and put on a radio show to be known as Pine Ridge Princess once daily per day. Well, ain't nothing there.
Hey, just a minute, Lum. I thought he's going to pay $20 a program.
Well, Moe's changed that. See there where he taken a pencil and crossed out 20 and wrote in 19.
Can he do that?
He done it.
Oh?
There's lots of places in here where he penciled in stuff before he'd sign it.
Well, can't we just erase it?
No. Besides, none of it amounts to much. No way.
What about that dollar he cheated us out of? That's $6 a week right there.
I know, but you've got to keep him happy.
For $6 a week?
See, here's another change he made. It says, we agreed to mention the name of his barbershop 18 times during each show. And he changed it to 28.
Oh, he went up on that, huh?
Yeah. Here's another where it says, Lum Edwards will have complete charge of the show. Now, he changed that to Moe's Moots. See, they're all just minor changes like that.
Yeah, what's this long one that he wrote down here? Looks like a letter.
Oh, I don't know. I don't recollect that one.
Says, after the princess is, princess is, doggone, I can't hardly read that hand scratching in here.
I think the next word is chose.
Oh, after the princess is chose and tells what she wants, if it can't be got for her within 10 days, the offer becomes no good.
I don't know why in the world he ever wanted to put the... Wait a minute. What was that again? If it can't be got for her in 10 days, the offer becomes no good?
That's what it says.
Aye, Granny, that's it, Abner. There's my loophole right there.
Huh?
Don't you see? If I can stall that wedding off for 10 days, I won't have to go through with... Hooray!
Well, now, wait a minute, Lon. Does that mean...
Good
that it...
for Moe's. Granny's, am I glad he penciled that junk in there now? I'm a free man again, Abner. Free as a bird.
Yeah, but what if the widow wants to get married before then, Lon? I know she's invited Elizabeth to a shower for herself tomorrow night.
Oh, she can have all the shower she wants to, but there ain't going to be no wedding, I'll tell you that. She can have a cloudburst for all I care. That Mose has made me the happiest man on earth.
Yeah? Well, I hope you, Mose, will be very happy to get her... Oh.
Oh, you don't know what a relief this is, Abner. When I think of how close I come to being Mr. Abernathy, it just scares me from
the
dead.
Now, wait a minute, Mom. I think that's our ring there.
Well, you get it. I'm too happy to talk.
Hello! Jot them down, store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. No, Mom, Lum ain't here.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, it's the widder. You said you wasn't here whenever she called.
Oh, well, it don't matter no more. Here, I'll talk to her.
You gonna tell her about that 10-day deal?
Oh, Granny's no. That's one thing I got to keep her from finding out. Here, give me the receipt.
Yeah, sure.
I don't want her to suspicion nothing.
Get to talking. She's fishing your dead.
Well, hello, Miss Abernathy. How are you feeling today?
Oh, that's fine.
Well, that's fine.
Well, that's it.
Oh, I never felt better in my life. How's that? Oh, the date for the wedding. Well, let's see. No, I was just thinking about that myself. Well, no, I think that'd be a little too soon. I wouldn't want to set it for at least 10 days. Well, I just want to make sure we can have a good big wedding.
Oh, Lord, listen to me.
Don't want no little old two-bit affair. what's your favorite flower? And that's what I figured. You see, them won't be in bloom for at least 10 days. Oh, no, now, I never would forgive myself if you got married without a bunch of peonies stuffed in your sash.
Doggone, I'm almost sorry this ain't going to come off. That sounds so pretty.
Well, I tell you, let's not just set a definite date. Let's just wait and see when the peonies is in bloom.
Look like a float on New Year's
Day. Yes, it is sort of romantic, ain't it?
Wish I was getting married. What's the matter with me?
All right, Miss Abernathy. How's that? Oh, all right, that's better. All right, I own. Yeah, goodbye, I own. Grannies.
You gonna carry a batch of peonies too long?
No, silly. Ain't nobody gonna carry nothing.
Oh?
Oh, my goodness, look at the clock there. We're supposed to be on the air with the blacksmith news flashes. Get the generator started up there, Abner.
Well, how can I be on the air and run that thing at the same time?
Well, just talk good and loud and they can hear you. Hurry up.
All right, I'm getting it. Don't forget the main switch there, Long.
I won't. I know how to run this. Here we go. Greetings from Station VPR. This is Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks. Bringing you the regular 10 o'clock blacksmith news flashes at 10:35. These hot flashes are brought to you through the courtesy of Caleb Weehunt's high-class blacksmith shop.
If your horses go in shoeless, you'll not be considered foolish. If you get him shot at Caleb's, that's a shop with a trough in front. Hop, da-da-da, hop, hop, hop.
And now for the news. Flash. Abner, where's the news?
I don't know. I just sang.
Oh? And that concludes the news up to this minute. Tune in again about 3:30 for the 3 o'clock news. And recollect, when you're listening to Lum Edwards, you're listening to the latest dope. This is Station VPR signing off till 11 o'clock when you will hear Seastrunks' Feed Store's Bird Calls by Cedric Weehunt. No tickets necessary for this broadcast. Till then, this is your old favorite, Lum Edwards. Goodbye.
There were some fine news flashes you give out there.
Yeah, I know. I've got to watch that. I was just so happy about getting out of that wedding. I never knowed hardly what I was saying.
Uh-oh. Bound just Caleb calling up to cancel his program.
Well, I think I can explain it to him about the news.
Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mose. I thought you was going to be Caleb.
Reckon what Mose wants.
You got what? Oh, a great idea, huh?
Here we go.
What is it? Well, wait a minute, Mose. You mean right on the show? Oh, no, we couldn't do that. Yeah, I know you're in charge, but... I know what the contract says, but... Yeah, but Mose, you see... All right. Yeah, goodbye.
What's old Mose want now?
That varmint. He's double-crossed me.
What's he did, Long?
Do you know what that critter wants to do?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
He wants to have the wedding ceremony for me and the widder right on the Pine Ridge Princess show.
Huh?
First of next week.
First of next week? Doggies, I doubt if the peonies will be in bloom by then.
Well, Lum, I'm afraid they're closing in on you. Your happy, carefree bachelor days may just possibly be numbered. Tomorrow, when ABC again presents Lum and Abner over most of these stations, it'll be one day closer to the fatal day, and you'd better tune in anyway because, well, there might still be a way out. And now, back to Pine Ridge for a final word from Abner and the unhappy bridegroom.
Lum, cheer up. Things ain't as bad as you're making out.
Oh, they're worse, Abner, if that's possible. Oh, that honor-handed Mose Moose.
Well, just try looking on the bright side of this thing.
That's the trouble. It ain't got no bright side.
Well, you've had a good life. Up to now, don't forget that.
Well, that makes it even worse. If I'd have been married all my life like you, well, then I wouldn't know no better. This way, I know what I'm losing.
Yeah, come over that again. Now, I just want to see if you're insulting me there any place.
No, I weren't insulting you.
Well, if I'm going to be insulted, I want to know it. I hate to miss out on anything.
Abner, would you just stop talking for a while? Just go away and let me be miserable in peace.
Yeah, all right. I got to go home anyway. See you folks tomorrow at the same time. So long.
Yeah, so long.